Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it being made, some of it bad, a little of it good. Start here in Wisconsin. Your tax dollars, my tax dollars, being wasted again. You know about this fake audit that Voss has authorized for Gableman and a couple of gorillas to go around the state, pretend to poke around, sow doubt as to the election, chew up time. They say it'll cost about $680,000 in your tax dollars. They're doing it to simply appease Donald Trump, make it look like they're doing something. Well, it turns out that Gableman has now hired another lawyer. Yes, he has another lawyer. The attorney general has filed suit against Gableman, against Voss, against the assembly, contesting the subpoena to Megan Wolf, senior staffer with the election commission, saying that it is improper and it should be quashed. And by the way, that's not squashed, okay? It's quashed. There's no S in front of it. It's a legal term, quashed. Why should it be quashed? Well, because the idea of a legislative committee or a legislature issuing a subpoena for testimony is in open session. You've seen the congressional ones, the subpoenas that go out to people in the impeachments of Donald Trump, in the January 6th commission, and so forth. There can be interviews of witnesses off camera, but the testimony is taken typically on camera. And so the argument goes like this. First of all, this is a fraud and a scam. Secondly, it's a waste of taxpayer dollars. But if you're going to do it legally. In other words, you call in a Megan Wolf or somebody else, and she goes into the assembly chamber of the committee hearing. The press is invited. The public's invited. If there's insufficient space, you do a lottery of some sort. You do what's called a pool camera. That means there's one camera in there, but whoever's it is has to share it with all the TV stations. Same with radio. Same with print. Sunshine is the best disinfectant. Justice Louis Brandeis said that 100 years ago. Transparency, sunshine is the best disinfectant because mold grows in the dark. So, what you have is the Republicans know this is a scam and they want to get her for some kind of a hearing with no one else around in a secure location somewhere, probably in Madison. And no one will know what she said. And no one will know what she asked, was asked, and no one will know what she was threatened with. Well, Gableman's a lawyer. He was a judge at one time. He has staff. He's supposed to hire gorillas, $680,000. It's bad. He's now hired a lawyer for himself. And that's going to be paid for with taxpayer dollars. And I got news for you, and I'm going to tell you some hard facts here. If that lawyer, if that proceeding gets attacked, as I would attack it, for being illegitimate and the use of taxpayer dollars to defend Gableman himself is illegitimate, that lawyer will get another lawyer. Lawyer, have you ever seen a hungry lawyer? You have never, ever seen a hungry lawyer. Lawyers take care of themselves. You look at our government, there are three branches. You've learned that in grade school or high school: executive, legislative, and judicial. The judicial are all lawyers. Many of the executives, governors, and presidents, not all of them, but many of them are lawyers. And much of the Congress are lawyers. no matter what people say about reform or anything else, they take care of themselves. And I'm a lawyer, and I can say that. And I'm proud to be in the profession, and there are a lot of good lawyers. But this is an abuse of process. This is an abuse of the process. The tax dollars that are paid to the state of Wisconsin have become a piggy bank for the Republican Party, for them to pursue their political objectives, whether it's appeasing Trump, trying to sow doubt as to our election, scaring clerks, scaring poll workers, trying to drive down turnout next time, because all of the data shows that in lower turnout elections, for whatever reason, Republicans do a little better than they would otherwise because they're more hardcore about it. That's why you may have seen that negative ads and negative campaigning, it happens all over the place, agreed, but it usually starts with, and it's more vicious coming from Republicans, because people, when they see a lot of dirt out there, they go, ooh, I don't want to be part of that, and they don't vote. When that happens, Republicans are benefited. So here, they simply are using a tax fund, tax money, as a piggy bank. There's no reason why the Republican Party, if it wants to try to do something in litigation and defend something, can't use donor money. What happened to Elon down in Illinois? What happened to Diane Hendricks down in Beloit? What happened to the Koch brother, the remaining brother? What happened to the Waltons of Arkansas? These people are billionaires. They're billionaires. Hiring a lawyer to defend Gableman would be a piece of cake. Paying Gableman would have been a piece of cake. Still illegitimate. We still would have contested it. But the truth of the matter is that this has gotten out of hand. Where are the constraints? Then the other day, boss gives an interview and says, I'm not giving you any documents, even though under the open records laws I'm required to, about this fake investigation. But in addition to that, I haven't read the documents. So you're asking me who did Gableman hire? I don't know. How much is he paying him? I don't know. What consulting firms is he hiring? I don't know. Why should he even hire a consulting firm? I don't know. What kind of computer firms has he hired? I don't know. Hey, Jack, you're the speaker of a gerrymandered legislature and you're in a gerrymandered district, or you wouldn't be in the legislature. If you're going to pay $680,000 in taxpayer money, what, sight unseen? Is there any CEO or COO in the country of a small company or a large one who would do that? Is there any guy who owns a restaurant with 10 tables in it who would start paying bills without reading the documents of what they were for? I mean, really, think about that. That's because it comes out of his pocket, or it comes out of the shareholder money. Ultimately, shareholder money comes out of company money. And these characters, you know, they are not private enterprise people. Scott Walker dropped out of college, went to work for the Red Cross, and then he went right into politics, running for the assembly, and he's signing a $4.5 billion contract on a napkin with some Chinese guys. That's what happened. And that's what the Republican Party continues to support. Voss apparently has some sort of popcorn business. I don't know what, how big it is, or, you know, is it the carts, or, you know, what it is. You know, it's a legitimate business. Selling popcorn is fine, but not administering a $75 billion biennial budget, and certainly not a guy who goes, well, it's not my money. It's taxpayer money. They won't mind. Much of it's paid from Milwaukee anyway. And by the way, you know, I've gone around the state many times as party chairman, gone around the state many times as a candidate. And frequently I'll get questions out of Milwaukee is, quote, why should we continue to support Milwaukee? Why should we pay all that welfare? I got news for everybody. Milwaukee sends $450 million a year more to Madison than it gets back, okay? So when people in Mississippi say to New York, why should we continue to pay for you? Hey, listen, Jack, New York sends billions of dollars more to the federal government than Mississippi. Mississippi is a net receiver of that. So Voss is figuring, well, statistically, Milwaukee will pay for a disproportionate share of this. What do I care? Plus, it's not my money. It'll get Trump off my back. Kapenga, the president of the Senate, servile individual. I don't know if the people in Brookfield and Elm Grove know how servile he is. He's afraid that Trump will attack them out here. So he goes to Trump in a letter. He says, the power of your pen, quote, compared to mine is like Thor's hammer to a bobby pin. And then he goes, I'm wearing Trump socks. Might as well say Trump lingerie. Why the bobby pin? Listen, these people are sick. They really are masochistic and servile. That's what they are, quite servile. But they're dipping into a tax fund. That's your tax fund and it's my tax fund. It's our tax fund. Our tax fund. It's not a piggy bank. And to have Gableman himself hire a lawyer. What's this? They're all lawyering up. This guy will hire a lawyer to represent him. Where does it stop? Even the most, you know, low-cost lawyers now charge about $300 an hour. That's an hour. Half an hour is $150 just for thinking about something or reading a few cases. That is coming out of your pocket, and I'm tired of it. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.